Well, welcome back to 95.9, the Borderline Texas Trash.
I was like, what?
I was trying to be a disc jockey, a rodeo guy.
This
is R. I don't. Anyway,
R. Kelly.
I was fixing to say that, and I stopped myself. I don't want
you
people.
You don't
want to
be R. Kelly.
Yeah, I'm like. But I am Uncle Boo, the hipster, the prank mixer, the all of the above guy. Your friend Uncle Boo is here. And to my left, always right there for the ride of the lifetime, I do it die, my goose, number 9 in your program.
In my program.
Number 9 in your program, number 1 in your heart.
I am Ash Handy.
Ash motherfucking Handy! See, this is, well, I want to find me one of them switchboards I can use.
That has the noises.
Noises and shit, and I can go, yeah, I've been looking at one. That's some. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Make a little noise when you say something.
Yes, or I can have pre-recorded voices on there. Because there's one I listen to. It's a wrestling podcast, but they're like us. They like the mob guy shit. So they have sound bites from fucking Goodfellas and Sopranos. And like whenever they say
that'd
something
be good.
Or... They do. They got the oh button.
Woo.
Oh God, that's pretty funny. But this is Borderline Texas Trash, ladies and gents. I hope you're having a great week. It's been all right here in Texas. We had some storms come in Monday night, and it stormed all day yesterday. But the ones Monday night, they sounded pretty fucking.
Yeah, they had hail and stuff.
Yes.
But the ones yesterday were really nice and relaxing.
Yeah, they rained all day here. But them storms that came through here, they went through Louisiana and they fucked them up. They got a lot of hail and I think a tornado or two.
Yeah, there were some tornadoes.
And I seen something, but I don't know if it's clickbait, so I need my friend in Canada to tell me. I didn't even look at it because I didn't think that could happen there, but I don't see why it couldn't. But there's a video of a tornado in Canada.
Was it a pretty big one?
It looked, I don't know. I mean, it looked normal. I mean, it didn't, now it wasn't one of them big old F5s or nothing. It looked pretty, I mean, it was still a tornado, but it wasn't as big as, but I didn't
nothing
think,
like insane.
Yeah. I didn't think Canada got them. I mean, I'm not a weather guy. I don't know. I just didn't.
Well, and I know that, I mean, technically, if we're looking at the realm of possibility, I'm sorry. I sound like a boy going through puberty. But yeah, I don't think that's a region that they're like common in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I will say these past two weekends have been kick-ass. Easter weekend was good, and last weekend was awesome. And before you leave, don't forget your prescription.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I had, we watched WrestleMania this weekend. It was great. Yeah. I ate me some chewables by myself Saturday night and watched WrestleMania.
I didn't really have a day off until yesterday,
yeah.
So.
But you know what me and Lexi was saying?
I'm kind of tired. I don't have any, like, cool stories for the week.
When she came over to drop
Friday.
The kids off and watch a little bit of WrestleMania, I told her, I was like, you know, if I ever had tickets to go, I would freaking, you know, buy us the seat, but I'd buy Jared a seat, and I'd put him in the middle between everybody so no one could sit in his spot.
I would take his ashes with me.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
give
even,
a shit.
Stephanie said that. She goes, ooh, Ashley could bring his ashes.
Yeah, I would literally just take the whole box of him.
Yes. That would be cool. Yeah, because that's one event he always wanted to go. And what pisses me off is it was in my backyard in Dallas twice. And me and Jared couldn't go.
I know.
Didn't have the money. I at least wanted to do the experience where you can go and meet him and have meet and greets, but not go to WrestleMania. That would have been cool. But it was still a fun weekend. And Cody Rhodes is the new champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Undertaker came back and choke slammed The Rock.
Well.
Yeah. But anyways, other than that, that's about all I did. Jackson had a game Saturday. That's pretty much it. Weather's nice down here in Texas. It's warming up quite nicely. I love it. It's good baseball weather. Good baseball weather.
It's been a very enjoyable day.
Yes, it's been very nice. Very, very nice. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I step on your foot?
It's okay.
Well, if you're hearing this, that means y'all made it past the eclipse. But let me get the stupid news out of the way, and we will get right to that. Okay. A passenger in Sydney was found fined for peeing in a cup. I guess they had some problems with the airplane, and I don't know why he couldn't go to the bathroom in the plane, but they had to stop, I guess, there on their way to somewhere and get it worked on, and I guess he couldn't go to the bathroom. So he got fined because he pissed in front of... he didn't get up and be like, hey, I'm pissing. But, you know, there was his friend by him or something, I guess. But he just kind of was a guy, you know, and just peed in a bottle.
Yeah, well...
And I'm like, still though, dude, you got to think.
That sucks though for him because, like, did they want him to just piss himself on the seat?
Exactly. He's like, what am I supposed to do? And he goes, and that's one thing he said I was reading. That's one reason he did it because he goes, I'm not going to lie. There was little girls on the plane, but they weren't around me. That's one reason why I did it, you know. But like he said, what's he supposed to do? Piss his pants?
I guess so.
I've been wearing these pee-pee pants all day. In Sacramento, California, a porch pirate dressed up as a trash bag only to steal a $10 package. Yeah, if you look on the camera, I guess he knew when deliveries were made or something. Because see him...
Oh, it was taking me a minute. I was like, what the fuck is a porch pirate? But I'm I'm here now.
I guess... He's been watching them and knows what their delivery time is, or guess, or whatever. I don't know.
People are shitty,
but
man.
He dressed up like a garbage bag and kind of squatted down on the porch, and it looked like a bag. And you see the guy walk up and stick the package from FedEx or wherever on the porch, and he waits till the truck leaves and all that. And you see it stand up and take it. And it was only a $10 package, and I can't remember what it was. It was something kind of minute, something dumb. Nothing that he could go pawn and make any money off of, you know. That's what has always amazed me with criminals, period. If they can put that much time and effort into doing something illegally to make money and not get caught, what the hell could y'all do if y'all put y'all's brain to good use? I mean, shit.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I mean, if you can spend that much time to steal a $10 package, come on. Fucking crazy. But this was California. They don't want you to work there. They want Big Brother to take care of you. Oh, listen to this crap. A landscaper found Civil War cannonballs in Virginia.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's a big ass pile of them. Because he found the first one. It scared him because he was digging. And he... You know, always has somebody there, you know, when he's digging, and they're like, oh, wait a minute, I think I see something. Well, they jumped down there with some shovels, started digging around, and they were like, holy shit, stop digging.
Ah.
Well, and they knew that the cannonballs weren't going to explode, because basically all a cannonball is a bullet. Because you got to have the powder and all.
Yeah, it's just a big old bullet.
But, you know, like they said, when they first seen them, they were all like, holy shit, get away, get away.
Like it was an IED or something?
Yeah, they didn't know. They just seen some big round metal balls. That would trip me out, too.
I wonder if the government confiscated them or if they got to sell them.
They should, if it's theirs. But I wouldn't have sold them. I would have found a Civil War museum.
Oh, yeah.
And stuck them and let them have them. But I'd say y'all could have them for a nice price.
Sell them.
All right. Now we'll talk about the eclipse. So did everybody get to see it? Here in Texas where we was, it got dark, but not like nighttime dark.
Yeah, that was my only disappointment.
I mean, it did
is
get
when
dark.
They said we would see 99% totality or whatever.
Yeah.
It was not 99% dark outside.
No, it wasn't.
It was like a eerie, creepy, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't dark like that.
Well, now in Dallas, though, they're 2 hours east of where we live. And they got dark over there. They got darker than we did. So,
but yeah, apparently Dallas was a big deal.
Yeah, because wherever it was on the track of this happening, it was going to get brighter in some areas. You had to be on the track. I guess we were on the outskirts. We was on the outskirts looking
as
in.
As usual.
But it was still crazy looking, though. But, yeah, I guess everybody survived and everyone's okay. Hey, just let me know wherever you've seen it around. Well, I guess if we could only see it here, they probably couldn't see it anywhere else, huh? You probably couldn't see it if you was in Canada or Mexico.
I don't know. There was like a whole path.
Yeah.
That reached all kinds of places.
So if you get to see it in another country or another state, let us know here at Borderline Texas Trash. And, they said the number one thing being Googled up Monday wasn't the eclipse.
That's ridiculous.
It was, why are my eyes burning after looking at the eclipse? You know, it was stuff about your eyes burning. In which we went out, we was at work, and my boss's mom bought them glasses.
The eclipse glasses.
Yeah, and we went out there a little bit off and on when it started happening. Because you could tell looking at the window how it was looking creepy.
It was just slowly getting darker and darker.
Yeah, and then when it happened, it was like it was nighttime in the middle of the fucking day. It was really weird. But yeah, we went out and looked at it. It was pretty cool. Then we all went back to work.
Yeah, I was about to say it happened in the middle of the workday. So it was like,
I know. But it's crazy how people were planning this a year out and getting the hotel rooms.
Like it was
and
that
all this
serious.
And, yes, getting their spot. And yeah. Yeah, let me talk to you.
Yeah.
There's a wrestler who does that. That's his catchphrase. When he's fixing a bad mafia, he'll go, yeah, let me talk to you. Anyways, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I thought it was all right. It just, all the stuff that people were saying was going to happen.
And nothing literally happened.
Yes, and I've always looked at it this way. Only one person knows when the end of the world is. And God ain't going to tell anybody on earth when it's going to happen. When it happens, it happens. Now, I'm not saying he didn't leave his hints in the Bible, maybe. But I don't think he's going to tell one person, hey.
Well, I saw a post that said, what if the eclipse day was really the rapture day or whatever and just none of us got to go up?
So you're telling me. There's that many. I mean, that don't surprise me.
I just saw a post about that, and I was like, well.
But think about it, though. Nobody we knew.
Yeah.
Even celebrities, even people we follow on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. I haven't seen anybody that's. Think about it. So if that is the truth, then that person texting it is a sinner, too. Because she wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. What if?
So, that is something to think about. What if we are a bunch of fucking sinners and didn't know it?
I mean, I know it. But.
I mean, I know it. I mean, but I've always looked at it this way. I mean, yeah, I cuss. I smoke a little of the devil's lettuce. But that's really it. I'm not a heavy drinker.
Does it say in the Bible not to smoke weed?
I don't know. But I do know that it does say in the Bible about putting stuff in your body is a sin. But I look at it this way. I'm not hurting anybody, and it's marijuana. It's nothing major.
Well, but if they want to be all technical about it like they are about everything else.
Caffeine.
I was about to say, do you know how much poison and shit? Like, if that's really what it's coming down to, everything you're fucking eating and drinking. When you go to Starbucks and you get your coffee, that's the same thing as me having a wine.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what's crazy. No one understands that, but.
Because everybody wants to cherry pick the pieces out of the Bible.
Exactly. And have, you know, and I heard a guy say this, he goes, you're a fool if you follow Christianity. He goes, follow God. Don't follow Christian, because that's what Christianity is what they do. They pick what they want, you know, so.
And then walk around and act like they follow the Bible.
Yeah.
Just to a fucking.
To a T. I hate them people. And they're the first people. That's what cracks me up. A Bible thumper is the first person to judge you and tell you this or that. You know?
They are, though.
They're the first ones to climb on board. You know, but that's why I've always looked at this way and just kind of, I believe in God and hell and, you know, heaven and stuff. But I've watched my dad be so faithful to religion that it was, that's why I don't think you have to be at church every Sunday, every week. You don't have to be there every time the door is open.
I think you have to be a good person.
If you're just a good person like us and not hurting anybody, what are you doing wrong? You know? And I talk to God my own way, you know? But I'm not going to sit here and be all holy about it either. Because, like she said, all the religion, every religion is something that they picked out when they first started their religion.
Yeah.
You know. So just follow God and just read the Bible. And too, though, all these rich preachers is fucking crazy. I mean, Jesus Christ. Here's, and you know how we read the other day and you told us the difference between the
Christianity and the ones that take money or whatever.
Yeah, they're called
are called something.
And that's what it says. Their belief is the more you put in the church and make the church richer makes you richer.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, so basically they were saying if you give us your money, then bam. And that pisses me off because they're all about the money. What's that one guy we was talking about? Copeland? Yeah.
God, yeah.
Scary man. You know, that church makes, it brings in these, I was seeing a video about it, like 300 and something billion a year. His whole, because it's not just one church, I think it's multiple, but that whole ring of churches, that's how much they make, and they broke down of where all the money goes. And they don't have to pay tax. He don't have to pay taxes on his big ass luxury mansion he lives in. He don't have to pay taxes on his private jet. He don't have to pay taxes for shit because it's religion. You know.
I hate the government.
It's fucking retarded. And that's another thing. Is that the same way in other countries like Canada? Do the churches get taxed? In other countries, I'd like to know. You know, because I think they should be getting taxed. If they're making money off of people, they need to be taxed some. I mean, Jesus. Especially big churches like that. And I do not understand why people want to go to a church where there's 500 people. What? Go see Ashley. Look.
Come to me, shithead.
Go see Ashley. Sorry, we're talking the studio doggy. Anyways, it's just a bunch of cuckoo puffs. I believe in it this way, guys. All y'all got to do is just be good to people and be good to yourself and be a good person, and you'll go to heaven. You ain't got to sit there and be at church every time the doors are opened or be involved in this and that, and you don't have to give the church your paycheck and all that.
Yeah, just don't be a dick.
Yeah, just don't be a douchebag. You know?
Don't be a dick.
You know, and here's another thing that crawls on me, man. This is what we're going to do for a while. Just sit here and Because I got stupid news down and I got dumb quotes for later, but I figured we'd just talk about everything. Depression and everything.
Well, there's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we've always believed in. So just do that. Be good to each other. But, and, you know, and I have noticed a lot of fucking, golly. People killing themselves, depression kicking in here lately.
Yes.
Have you been noticing that too?
Steadily going up.
And what's crazy is it's not a bunch of older people. It's young people. Yes. Like 30 and under. Some of them 35 and under. I mean.
A lot have been in my age group.
Yes. And it just saddens me.
Yeah.
It makes me.
It's real tough.
I mean, I know it's tough, but man. Doing that is not the answer, man. And I know it's shitty in these times right now, you know.
Sorry.
But.
We're having a serious conversation.
I really don't believe our governments in every country was right when they made us shut down. I think that made fucking mental illness a whole lot worse when they did that.
I think in general that and then the fact that no one can afford to live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's bad.
I think that's the biggest kicker right now.
Yeah.
Life feels meaningless and empty.
Well, it's like Stephanie's, Lexi's 21. She's living with my sister because it's kind of small over here, you know.
And there's no room for her here.
Yeah, there's no room for her.
Literally. Here. Like, yeah. It's not a thing of you're a parent that's like, no, you can't live with me. There's literally not a spot
for her.
Yeah,
it's what, 1, 2, 3 bedroom house, 1 bath, and it's a very small house. So she lives with my sister, and she can't even really get a place of her own.
No.
You know, even if she has put the, put it to pencil and paper.
Yeah, and she works.
I mean, yeah, she works every day and stuff, but she said, because she works, where is that? I think that place is
around. It's in Granbury.
Yeah, Granbury. And if she lives, you know, lives here, she'll be wasting her money in gas. She can do it, but she won't be able to eat, you know. So it's just, I feel sorry for the youth right now. Because, I mean, it's crazy as fuck. I make more money an hour now and more money now than what I did 4 years ago looking for a towel or something.
Or a napkin.
I think I can hook you up.
Oh, God.
Dogs are gross. He's licking his own ear.
Just use that.
Okay. He's licking his own ear
wax
stuff off of my thumb.
I don't know why dogs do that. They like bodily stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad, and I feel bad. I feel bad for kids my age.
Yes.
Not my age. My kids' age and your kids' age because.
Yeah.
They're never going to know what it's like.
No. It's like I told Steph. I said, she's 14. And I've been, I'm not going to lie, she ain't perfect. I've been having them teenage problems, you know. And I told her, quit trying to grow up and move out of the house so quick. I said, you're 14. I said, in 4 years, you're going to be 18. And I said, don't expect when you turn 18, you're going to be, woohoo, got a car, got a house. I said, it don't work that way,
not
honey.
Not anymore.
I said, I'm not going to be mad if you're still here after you graduate. But if you're still here and you're 30, yeah, something's wrong. I said, but don't expect that you're going to, have all that stuff because it's rough out there, you know?
Very.
And see, I guess because his ears are always more open to the air. Or something. Or
some dogs not, are just are, more prone.
Or closed. I think closed more is what I'm trying to say. Because Rocco and Reed's, their ears stand up. And I don't have a whole lot of. I mean, I got to clean their ears. But nothing like him.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, this is my first Shih Tzu. And we've had him for 3 years now. And it's a new experience. Because he's kind of not like my other dogs.
Well, and I keep forgetting to bring my Ooh, my ear cleaner is in the car. I'm going to stop and do this right after we get done. What time do you have to leave?
I got to leave here about 6. We can...
Oh, I thought the game started at 6.
Oh, no, no, no. We got to leave here at 6 and be there at 6:30. Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Cool beans.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was just going to BS for a little bit longer and do a quote and get on out of here. Especially since you're doing that.
It's all good.
Is that earwax?
Probably. No, it's dirt. We planted some stuff at Haley's today.
Planted some new polony puffers. But yeah, I can understand why the youth is so sad right now. Because it's pretty bad out there. You know.
It's depressing. I just really do feel like things are depressing for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I make more than what I used to, and it's hard for me to even get by now. But just like me and Ashley was saying, when she lived at that other house, right after COVID, things looked like they were actually going to be pretty decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they were real. It's pretty sad. My daughter refers to that as the good old days.
Really?
Yeah.
She'll say that to you?
Yeah. That's fucking sad.
Yeah, because I mean.
That's why me and Justin were like, let's just do it like all the other countries are doing it and all live together so we don't have to scrape fucking by anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but you got to, because me and Ashley, we used to always get together when we had money on Friday and Saturday.
And we'd Sunday. Cook.
Yeah, and Sunday. And get together on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know? So, and now we can't even do that. We don't even get, I mean, we don't
shit, I couldn't afford dinner 3 nights a week for everybody. Yeah.
But hell, back then, I mean, shit, we was cooking on the grill every night or back on the weekend or cooking something or something.
We had spaghetti on Thursdays.
Yeah. But it's just crazy how in 4 years how it's all went to shit. 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 It's all went to dookie. But, yeah.
I think the thing that sucks for me is I know, or for all of us, I'm sorry, I'm struggling so hard to talk. It's like, even if it is going to get better, we all logically know that it's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. Because here's what
so
sucks.
So for those of us that are older, it's like, was that it for us?
I don't know. Because think about it. Even if Trump went, I'm not going to say that he isn't. I think he's going to win. Because there's a lot of people that are leaving the Democrat side. But even if he wins, like I was trying to tell people, it's going to take him his 4 years in there to clean this mess up. But once he goes to clean it up, who's to say the next motherfucker is going to be like Joe Biden or something and go in there and fuck shit up?
Well, the thing that I'm concerned about is we're not even going to get a chance because he's going to continue doing what he's doing politically.
Yes.
Nationally, we're going to get in more fights than we already are in.
Yep.
And then they're going to say, oh, we're in World War III, so we don't have to have an election right now.
Yeah, they're going to try to make up something.
They can do that.
Because people are jumping the Democrat boat left and right. Okay, the two celebs I was telling you I heard about over the weekend. You know that one celebrity from New York, Michael Rappaport? Yeah. He was a big-time left Democrat, was cussing all Trump supporters, telling everybody to wear your fucking mask and take your fucking shot and da-da-da-da-da-da. This motherfucker did an interview, and now he's like, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can y'all forgive me? I fucked up. I don't like the way our country's... Because he lives in New York. He sees what's happening, how they're taking care of the immigrants.
Yeah, it is way worse in other places than it is for us.
And that's what has opened his eyes. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I ain't voting for Biden again. And the Democrats have just fucked shit up. And then The Rock. It was WrestleMania weekend. So he was doing an interview and they politics came up. And he said... I'm not ever going to vote for Biden or Harris again. That was a mistake voting for them because I don't like the way our country's in right now. And he goes, and I'm an entertainer, so I'm going to keep my politics to myself and stay out of them from now on. I was like, that's what more celebrities need to do. You know? Because even like The Rock said, he goes, you know, us celebrities live in a world that normal people can't fathom. He goes, no, granted, I can relate, but that's been over 20 years ago. He's in his 50s. He's like, that's been over 30 years ago when I was a kid and I had to live like that. He goes, but I've not had it rough since I've been a wrestler and now an actor. So my comments, I don't know how these people that are poor feel.
Yeah.
He goes, so I'm just going to shut up and just, and I'm like, I wish more entertainers would think about that. No matter what your profession is, shut the fuck up. Because you cannot fathom how it is to struggle and
live
week
close.
To week.
Like, you don't even have the slightest idea.
I mean, your fucking electric bill is probably more than what I make in a week. You know? And then you want to sit there and tell me how I need to do this or do that. Here's what cracks me up when they say we don't need a border, but yet they live in gated communities with a wall around their house.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want us poor people in, but you say bring everybody into the country.
Yeah, and that's just getting crazy. And all that's doing is opening the door for the sex trafficking. What you think about P. Diddy? That shit's getting more and more complicated now, brother.
What else happened?
Oh, man, he's a sex trafficker.
It was confirmed?
Not like totally. He hasn't went to court or nothing. But, yeah, he's been sex trafficking, and he's bisexual. He likes being pounded, and he likes to pound. Yeah.
All right.
And they say Usher, when he was a young one, like I think 15 or 16, he had to go to the hospital because P. Diddy tore out his butt, pounding him.
Has Usher addressed that?
He didn't come out, but it's came out. His mom brought it out. And his mom's, and Usher's mom can't stand P. Diddy. Yeah, you need to look up all that Puff Daddy shit, man. It's fucking a whole bunch of shit people are saying's coming out, man. Saying he threw wild, crazy fucking parties, you know? And it, yeah. But, it, oh, and Justin Bieber. They said he got a hold of him when he was a teenager.
Yeah, I put in Diddy, and that was the first thing that came up.
Yeah, so he might be into some shit. And then Jay-Z, they act like him and Beyonce might be brought into this. And that Prince Henry guy from England, he's involved with P. Diddy somehow. Yeah, it's a big old fucking, yeah, it's a bunch of crazy shit. Yeah. They're saying he would, some of the younger people, when he brought them in, you know, to his record label, he pretty much would, you know, pound them, fuck them. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? I mean, I'm not flipping out that he likes men or he's bi. That's his decision, but to tell someone, hey, if you don't let me fuck you, I'm not giving you a record deal. I mean, that's messed up. Whether it's a male or a female. You know? Yeah. And, Jamie Foxx, he's kind of came out a little bit, you know?
Really?
Yeah, because he said, I've been to P. Diddy's parties and they're, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, and when he talks about doing work and booty cheeks clapping, that's what he's talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a rabbit hole I don't want to fall down right now.
Yeah, don't, because, right. Yeah, there's a lot of people's names that's coming up. And he was another big, and get this, the woman that was Epstein's, like, right-hand man. His personal secretary, somehow she's involved with P. Diddy. They're all fucking nasty. All they do is fuck kids and each other and make money. That's all they do.
It's gross.
And people have been trying to tell us for years, like that
Maybe
one guy.
Maybe I'm lucky I'm poor.
Well, like that one guy off of The Lost Boys.
Corey Feldman.
Yes. He's been telling us for how long how bad Hollywood is. I mean, hell, Charlie Sheen raped his friend.
Yeah, I'll just consider myself lucky I'm bored.
And then every time I turn around, it's somebody new. Now they act like that guy off of American Idol, American Idol. Simon, the British dude, they act like he's a fucking perv, saying he's a perv that likes to fuck kids. And I'm like, God damn, is there anybody out there? And then now Scott Baio, he's another one. But his was not so much fucking with kids, just straight up being a douchebag dickhead. I swear these people, whether they're movie stars, singers, or whatever, they make that money and get that big head. They don't give a fuck. Mm-mm. It's like they lose all their morals. Well, fellas and ladies, I think we're going to get out of here and give me a little time to get something to munch on. And I think Ashley's going to clean Max's rear. I'm just kidding. She said ears. But you got anything else, Sylvester?
I don't think so. And I'm sorry I've been so quiet. I'm having such a hard time talking right now.
Well, she did get to go to the, what's that thing you go to? Pornicon? Old Portobon convention?
I don't know. I did a lot of yard work on Sunday, and I started losing my voice on Monday. And every day I'm waiting, and it hasn't gotten better.
It's yelling at the
part
kids.
Of me, because I've been smoking for like 15 years, is like, what if I have the cancer that I'll have to have the thing where I don't like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch.
That would suck. I say as I go outside to smoke another cigarette.
Well, I've gotten better. I can make a pack. I'm getting where the packs last me a week, because I don't take my cigarettes anywhere now. I don't take them with me at all.
Really, I don't. I'm okay at work, and I'm okay at home. It's my problem.
Yeah, socially is mine, but when I got my nicotine deals, I'm fine. But mine's more of when I'm at home, and it's, you know, like when we get done tonight and I get back from the game, that's when it's like, I really want a cigarette.
I want to sit out here and smoke.
Exactly, and just relax.
Yeah.
But it's a hard struggle, but I'm doing my best, and I'm going to fucking quit them for good. But you guys, this is Uncle Boo and
Ash Andy.
And she's on cue, but with no voice. But we love you guys. We'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Bye.